So I'm Elise Polyafco, and here with me today is Valerie Polyafco and Mallory Ehrenstein, the West Bridgewater Assistant Town Administrator.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. So we have some questions for you today about the town dog park.
Great. I love to talk about the dog park. It's a great addition to our park system. I will just start by how this came about. We have long talked about having a dog park to serve a certain demographic of our residents that might not already be served by a playground for kids, school systems. This just provides another area for people that might not have kids, they have dogs, older people that their kids are grown and gone, they've flown the nest, if you will. So this is a place for them to get out, meet other people in the community. It could also be a benefit for incoming families or families wondering, if I got a dog, where would I take it? So this is a place for them to go. We think it's a great addition to the park and something great to offer our residents, something that puts West Bridgewater definitely on the map.
That's awesome. Did you have a lot of opposition when you were in the process of trying to get this?
So we heard about this grant from the Stanton Foundation, which is the same foundation that gave us our canine dog officer, Taser. So he was a police lieutenant at the time. He's now the current police chief. Told me about it. We had talked about a dog park for a long time. He knew it. He said, this foundation has funds available. Why don't you check them out? And so I did. It's a non-competitive grant. So we just met the criteria and applied. And we didn't want to go forward. Part of the criteria was to meet a match. The town had to put up a certain amount of money to match the funds. And I didn't want to go forward with all this work without having the town behind us and behind the project. So we went to town meeting in October of 2015. Most of the work was already done. I just needed to get this money approved and generate the support for the project. So we went to town meeting. There was some debate. Many no. Many yes, and ultimately the yes won out. We were approved for a $10,000 match, which would mean a $100,000 total cost to the project. So this grant covers 90%, which is fantastic and unheard of and super exciting for someone like me, because it's a doable thing. We went forward, applied for the grant, and got it. And we started a design phase to generate a plan. What's it going to look like? What's going to be there? What will be available? What are the rules and construction documents? We had a few setbacks. I did have to go through Conservation Commission because it's close to wetlands. Our site, I should say. Our site is right behind St. Anne's Church, and it's a beautiful spot. It used to be, for any of the longtime residents listening, the Old Town Forest, which we used to grow our own trees and plant them throughout the town, which is something fun that we used to do. This is a fairly level piece of land, and there's wetlands adjacent to it with a beautiful brook behind it. It's very scenic, very nice spot, shaded, tons of trees, and a beautiful rock wall. So it's a very nice setting just to have people go to. It's centrally located, close to a public safety building, adjacent to town hall, and it abuts the rail trail, which is another part of our park system that many dog owners use. So this is a way to kind of coordinate all of that together and really enhance the park system we have in town. So it's a great spot.
You found the perfect location.
Yes,
for this.
I loved it. So it required wetlands, Conservation Commission review due to the wetlands. It required ZBA because any park space, public space, has to go before the Zoning Board of Appeals. So I did have a site plan review process that I followed, just like every business in town, which makes me better at my job, and I was happy to go through it because it was tough, and now I know what these businesses are up against. So it was a great process, and I love the ZBA. They were wonderful and very helpful. At that time, you had asked about opposition. When those hearings come about, abutters are notified. It's a public meeting. It's advertised in the newspaper, and residents, interested parties, it's called interested parties, are allowed to come out and voice their opinion. And we have a wonderful ZBA chairman who allows everyone to speak, and everyone did speak, and a lot of it was negative. But a lot of it was positive at the end of the day. We addressed their concerns. The YA was there concerned about the proximity to Sullivan Field, the kids being in close proximity to dogs that might not act great around other kids. So we flipped the entrance to be on the rail trail side. We accommodated their request. It made sense. And we were ultimately approved. And that was in now I'm blanking, June, I think, late June, we finally got approval. Our appeal date, late May, we finally got approval. Our appeal period, it expired, so we were good to go. I wrote up an RFP. I sent in my plans to the Stanton Foundation for their approval. And there were some setbacks and some things that we didn't think about. So they sent me a little bit back to the drawing board, but we're now working with a landscape architect. And we'll have him go out and do some increased renderings for the site. Hopefully they'll pass muster at the Stanton Foundation. I'm sure they will, because I've been working hand-in-hand with them during this stage of our process. And then we'll be ready to go out to bid for the project.
Wow. Sounds like a really long process.
It has been. It has been. We had an extra hiccup just because of the wetlands. It didn't take too long, but an extra step for that. And then when you're working with somebody who's funding your project, you really just have to do what they want you to do. And sometimes you're not on the same page. Sometimes you have difference of opinion, and you just have to work that out. So sometimes, and then of course my agent that I'm working with is not the decision maker. She gets all of the documents and then brings it to her board for their vote. So there's a built-in step there for them to review, and some layers in the Stanton Foundation itself. So we have our layers and they have their layers. So it does take a long time, but it's a labor of love for sure.
This sounds like something that you're really, really passionate about. Is there a reason that you wanted the dog park to be there?
I don't live in West Bridgewater. I wish I did, I think. I love it here. I love it like it's my own town. And I work in West Bridgewater like I would want the person working in my town hall to work. And I care deeply about the residents here, and I want them to get the most bang for their buck. And I want them to have a place to go in town. And I also want to attract somebody else from outside, a prospective business, a prospective homeowner, or just somebody that will use the businesses, buy their gas here, buy their coffee here, and just promote our own local economy. And this does that. And this also increases property values, because it's another amenity to add to the MLS listing that says, look at all the cool stuff we have nearby. And it also, you know, it just goes in hand in hand with what West Bridgewater is about. We're about outdoor recreation. We're about family. We're about even the four-legged members. We are about getting out, meeting people. We're a small town, and we're about encouraging that sort of socialization and being that small town. So this adds to that. I love that. It aligns with my goals. It aligns with the Board of Selectmen's goals. And it's a fun little project and something that I can see tangibly. I can, you know, walk to and say, I helped get that in West Bridgewater, and everybody's enjoying it, and that's just a great thing. So it's a positive project in a lot of mundane, you know, town government administration can be a little bit tedious just because of the nature of it, which I do love it. But this is something extra nice, new, and exciting. So
yeah, so you work for the town of West Bridgewater like you're a resident of West Bridgewater.
Right, and that's the goal, and I try to do that. I really do love it here. I've been here, I'm coming up on 9 years. I've gotten to know the residents. I've gotten to know the business owners. I handle licensing as part of my job. So I do know a lot of the business owners, many of the board members that serve on other boards, appointed and elected. It's just a great place to be, a great place to work. Great place to live, I'm sure. I don't live here, but I wish I did. And I can't say enough good things about West Bridgewater. It's certainly a trendsetter in the town, in local towns. We are, you know, just dealing with other towns. It's even the library here. I mean, we're just on the forefront of everything. Many towns, we have something as simple as electronic payment for taxes or water bills. We have that. Other towns don't. So we really are in sync with the needs of our residents, with the needs, and they're making it convenient for them to do what they need to do and interact with the town.
This dog park sounds like it's going to be beneficial for everyone, not just people with dogs as well.
I agree.
I think that it will be as well, because even residents who maybe don't have a dog, but they might not like seeing, like, dog poop around, or they might be uncomfortable with going places and seeing big dogs at a park while they're with their kids. With the dog park, it will give dog owners a place to go where their dogs can play with other dogs and they can meet other dog people, for lack of a better term.
Exactly.
And people who might be afraid of dogs, it might make them more comfortable going to War Memorial Park or something if they're not
if they know that there is a place for dogs to be.
Right. I think that's a great point and a great point of view. You know, it moves sort of maybe in West Bridgewater, the only place for dogs right now is War Memorial Park. I know that many people might walk their dog around the high school, which is not where they're supposed to be. So this provides a place and also a fun place. I also see it as a potential Eagle Scout project.
Yeah.
We get a lot of Boy Scouts come in. They're like, oh, do you have anything that I can do for an Eagle Scout? A lot of them find stuff on their own, and they're always amazing. But a kiosk, I have a vision for a kiosk, benches, memorial benches for somebody. They do that in War Memorial Park. We could continue that over at the dog park. So it's an opportunity for sure for a variety of activities and lots of different things.
Definitely. And even at the high school, students have to do senior projects.
That's right.
Kids that might want to become veterinarians or something along those lines could probably find something to do with the dog park.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just think that's awesome because our only other real option in town is the animal shelter that's across the street.
Mm.
So I think it's good because it'll give them more options too.
Right.
Right. Yeah, so do you think we have a prospective opening date? Because I'm sure there's a lot of excitement surrounding this project.
Well, I do love the residents that know where to go to ask, hey, what's going on with the dog park? And a shout out to Mo McCarthy there. He's always very interested. So I don't have a specific date, and we do have to follow procurement laws, but it seems to me that we will be awarding the bid sometime this fall. And depending on the weather, so if we have a snowy fall, which sometimes we've been known to have, that will delay things. But I am very hopeful that as long as my landscape architect is approved and we can get going on this, I am very hopeful that by the spring of next year, this will be open and ready to go. So
that's perfect time of year.
It is the perfect time. Come and bring your dogs. I do want to have, because this has been so long and arduous, I'm going to plan like a grand opening ribbon cutting and have Taser. I'd like Taser to be there in my vision. He's there, kind of a grand marshal. And I'd like to just have an actual ribbon cutting or something
really cool.
Because I just want hey, it's here, finally.
Well,
and then I don't know what I'll do with my time.
This has been a long process, right? How long would you say that this has been since you started?
So I started in 2015, probably around the summer. So the summer tails off a little bit work-wise for us. We can get to things that had been on the back burner during the budget season since it's very busy in my office. Right now, for instance, I'm cleaning because we're going to paint in there. So there's a little bit of a lull, a little bit of downtime. And people are on vacation, things like that. So I can do that. So I probably started researching this in the summer after Vic and I had that conversation. And then went to town meeting in October 2015. So what's that? 2 years?
Wow.
2 years
just
for,
under.
You know, inception, planning, grant applying and receiving, which actually can take a long time. It didn't. This was a fabulous, fabulous organization to work with, and I love them. And they're my rep there is wonderful, and we do a monthly update, so everybody knows where everybody's at, and that's a great way to handle things because it irons out wrinkles before they become, you know, huge.
Yeah.
And unsolvable. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been great, and I hope everybody comes out to use it. There will be rules. There will be, you know, posted rules. It will be monitored. And the grant comes with, you know, after you're awarded the construction grant, you have the opportunity, what they call a maintenance grant. It's a smaller percentage, but 5% of your total construction costs for 3 years. So if we wanted to add like a shed or if we wanted to add another yard hydrant for water, has to have potable drinking water for the dogs, so we could add a second bit of that, you know, if we have lots of dogs coming to use it and they need more. There will be a maximum. I know there's some people in town with more than one dog. There's a maximum amount so that you, sometimes when dogs are in the same pack, quote unquote pack, they might act a little bit more aggressive to other dogs because they're trying to defend themselves. So we will limit to the amount of dogs you can bring. And plus, you need to be in total control of your animal at all times. And if you have more than two, I set it at two, if you have more than two, you can't be in total control of your animal. So
right.
We do have some rules in the works. They'll be approved by the Board of Selectmen, of course.
Well, it seems like it's the final stretch. So. Oh,
it does seem like that. It might not be. It seemed like the final stretch many, many times.
You sound very close.
So. I hope so. Fingers crossed, everybody. But no, we are. I'm going on vacation next week. So hopefully by the time that happens, we will have a resolution, a landscape architect, the work done, and up to the Stanton Foundation. So.
Thank you so much for coming in for
Absolutely.
That interview with us.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see the outcome.
Great. I love it. I can't either. Thank you so much.